We make preparations to hear the words of Scripture for us today from Luke's Gospel, from the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 44. I would invite you to stand with me in body or in spirit. Hear these words for us today. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father among you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And then Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into the heaven. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the teachings that we find in the Scriptures. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of rest and peace and comfort. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. This is one of those difficult Sundays. Happy Mother's Day, moms. That's one of the events we celebrate today. It's a day set aside by our nation to remember and to honor our mothers. The church then responded some years back by calling today the Fellowship of the Christian Home. Instead of singling out moms, we need to remember the importance of the Christian home. It also happens to be Ascension Sunday. Just a few days ago, we celebrated the passage of Scripture we just read when Jesus ascended up into the heavens. Probably would be easier to have three separate sermons, but I didn't think you'd want to sit here that long. So let's start off with some quotes. God could not be everywhere, so therefore God made mothers. It's a wise Hebrew proverb. Someone else wrote, "When I was a young man, I vowed never to marry until I found the ideal woman. Well, I found her. But alas, she was waiting for the ideal man." Took some of you a little while. A grandfather asked his grandson, "Tommy, do you have a girlfriend?" "No," said the 10-year-old boy as he ran off to play baseball. The little girl next door smiled at the grandfather and said, "They're always the last ones to know." Now you're catching on. Helen Rowland writes, "In olden times, sacrifices were made at the altar, a custom which is still continued." You're not sure about that one. Marriage is a structure that must be rebuilt every day. Marriage is the most interesting, difficult, and important thing in life. When Eve asked, "Do you still love me?" Adam replied, "Who else?" The greatest natural resource that any country can have is its children. Some days that's scary. There are at least two things we can hope to give our children. One of these is roots, and the other is wings. Now, this next little comment is from Harold Kushner, author of When All You've Ever Wanted Isn't Enough. And kind of in light of earlier about if you had to leave your home, what is it that you would take? What's most important? What is of value? Ask the average person which is more important, making money or being devoted to family. And virtually everyone will say family without hesitation. But watch how the average person actually lives out their life. See where they really invest their time and energy. And probably the fact will be given away that one does not really live by what one says they believe. One is perhaps persuaded that if they leave for work earlier in the morning and stay later at night and come home tired, that's a way of proving that they are dedicated to their family by expending him or herself to prove them that all the things they have seem, well, to be of more importance than spending time. What we do does not always mesh with what we say. Here's a little longer story, but a great story. Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on adjoining farms fell into a conflict. Now, it was the first serious rift they had had in over 40 years. Of farming side by side, sharing equipment and machinery, trading labor back and forth and goods as they needed without a hitch. And then this arrangement fell apart. Oh, it began with a small misunderstanding and it grew into a major difference. And finally, it exploded into bitter words in an exchange followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on John's door, and he opened it to find a man with a carpenter's box. "I'm looking for a few days of work," he said. "Perhaps you have a few small jobs around that I could do, that I could help out with. Could I help you?" "Yes," said the older brother. "I have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm over there." He said, "That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a beautiful meadow between us, and he took his bulldozer to the river levee, and now there's a creek between us. Well, he may have done this to spite me, but I'll go him one better. See that pile of lumber over by the barn? I want you to build me a fence, an 8-foot fence, so that I won't have to look at his place or his face anymore." The carpenter said, "I think I understand the situation. Show me the nails, the post hole digger, and I'll be able to do a job that pleases you. And so the older brother had to go into town for the day, so he helped the carpenter to get the materials ready, and he was off then for the day. The carpenter worked hard all day, measuring and sawing and nailing. And when, at sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished the job. The farmer's eyes opened wide, his jaw dropped. There was no fence there at all. It was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. A fine piece of work, handrails and all. The neighbor, his younger brother, was coming across, his hands outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done." The two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. They turned just to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox to his shoulder. "No, wait. Can you stay for a couple more days? I have a lot more projects for you," said the older brother. The carpenter said, "I'd love to stay, but I have many more bridges to build." Being a mom is about building bridges. Being a dad is about building bridges. Being a Christian home and family is about building bridges. Jesus Christ is about building bridges. First, Jesus Christ came to build a bridge between us, humanity, and God. We needed connected. We need connected. And Jesus Christ is that one that bridges that gap between God and us. Jesus is the one who makes that relationship, our relationship with God, real. Jesus, knowing that the bridge would continue for eternity, promises to send the Comforter, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, but that's another day and another story. Luke ends his gospel with the reading that you heard earlier. Matthew ends his gospel this way. Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you until the close of the age." We build bridges today by being great moms and dads, by being great Christian families and individuals. We build bridges today by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ to all the people that we meet and interact with on a daily basis. May we pick up our hammers, our saws, our nails, whatever is needed. And may we build bridges within God's kingdom. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the gift of your Son and the gift of your Spirit. For it is your Spirit, O God, that empowers us, that blesses us with those tools that are necessary to build bridges. Mending, giving opportunities, sharing the good news. O God, we go forth to do what you call and send us to do. For it's in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.